Up first, esophageal cancer. Thousands of people are diagnosed each year with this disease. It's the 14th most common cancer in adults. It mostly affects older people, and it tends to present late in the disease course, which can limit the options for treatment. But if we could detect it earlier, the likelihood is that outcomes would be much better. And that's the approach that Cambridge University's Sarah Bondyke is taking. So what have you got in mind, Sarah?
What we're thinking about is trying to augment the vision of the endoscopist. And what we mean by that is providing contrast for really early signs of cancer, which are currently very, very difficult for the endoscopist to see.
What's an endoscopist?
An endoscopist is someone who uses a very long, thin, flexible tube to look inside the body. And they typically do this in a way that replicates what your eye could see if you were able to peer inside.
So you have a camera. You've got one on the table in front
of me,
I presume. That's the thing in front of us. So this is a long tube. You're threading it down something. In this case, you'd thread it down someone's throat. And you'd be looking at the lining of the intestine or the esophagus. But critically, you'd be looking with what the human eye can see.
That's exactly right. So normally we're looking with a white light camera that has red, green and blue colour channels, just like we have red, green and blue cones in our eye. And that has strengths because we're able to see signs of cancer, macroscopic signs as disease is developing. But it also has weaknesses when the disease is at a very early stage. It's usually flat, so it's quite close to the lining. And also it's often just a slightly different shade of pink from the normal tissue. So it makes it very difficult to spot with only three colour channels.
What's your solution then?
Our solution is to try to create what we call a multidimensional endoscope. So instead of just looking at three channels of colour, we look at a broad spectrum of colour beyond what the human eye can see. And in addition to looking at a wider range of colours of light, we also introduce other properties of light. So, for example, light has a property of angle, which is the angle at which it travels through the medium. And what we can do with our new technology is actually also measure the angle of the light. And all of these different properties interact with cancer in a different way than they interact with normal tissue. So by picking all of them up, we hope that we'll be able to enhance the contrast and augment the vision of the endoscopist.
Will this be a sort of laser source then? So when the surgeon does the gastroenterologist does the endoscopy, they'll thread the tube down into the person. They can see what they're doing, but at the same time, you're able to inject, say, laser light or some other light source down the endoscope. So it reflects all the way down, comes out the end, and they're then inspecting the lining of the esophagus with this extra light added.
We can do more clever things with the existing light that they send down. They normally send just broadband light down and they bin it into these different channels. So we can already use the existing light source and collect more interesting properties from it. But as you say, we can also introduce additional light sources such as laser light, which have nice properties in terms of how they travel into the esophagus. And by using that and pulling out additional information and combining those two things together, the endoscopist will have their normal white light image, which is easy for the eye to interpret. And what we'd really like to do is have an overlay which has a colour channel, which has essentially a big arrow saying, you know, biopsy here, this is a suspicious area.
I was going to say, are you going to sort of feed back onto the image that they're seeing what your system is interpreting? So it comes out of the endoscope, goes to a computer, that crunches through all the other information coming in and then represents that over the top of what the surgeon can see or the gastroenterologist can see in plain light, and then you can highlight the bits that you want.
That's exactly right. It's really important for adopting new technology into healthcare that you think about how it's going to fit into the existing standard of care. And if we're able to use that existing standard with the white light and feed in all of our information into one really useful image to the endoscopist, it just makes their workflow really, really easy, adds information and adds value.
What is it about the cancer cells that means they're different in a way that you can see with these additional light investigations?
There's actually a number of different things. The simplest one is just that the microstructure changes. If you imagine a normal tissue, it has a very ordered structure of cells. As the cells become abnormal, turn towards cancer, they proliferate more, which means they divide very rapidly. And that means they tend to push out and dislodge the normal tissue around. And that disorder will interact, for example, with laser light to depolarize the light, which means that it changes and removes the property of angle. And if we measure that angular property, we can see that change. But there are also other properties that change, for example, metabolism. Imagine if cells are dividing really rapidly, they need more energy to be able to do that. And there are certain molecules in the body that are related to their energy, which you can actually visualise using optics. And we can also probe those if we look at more colour channels.
We had Gareth Corbett on the programme a month or two back. He's a gastroenterologist. He's working on a camera you can swallow. And the idea is that rather than having to have tubes like the one you've got in front of you shoved where the sun don't shine, which isn't everyone's cup of tea, you can just swallow this thing and it makes its own way through your gastrointestinal tract, taking photos on its way through. And then it beams the pictures wirelessly to a belt that you carry. And then you bring that back to the hospital and the doctor can see all of the images as it made its way through you. And you don't even have to retrieve the camera. That's the other added bonus. Could you take your technology and engineer it into something like that so that you're not tied to an endoscope? Because obviously the benefit of your approach is that you can perhaps pick up cancer earlier, but that's only as good as someone regularly getting investigated with an endoscopy, which isn't ideal, is it?
The small device architecture of having a capsule is exactly compatible with our technology. And in fact, the project that's just been funded develops a new set of optical filters, which could be miniaturized and placed into a capsule format if we wanted to. For the esophagus, that's a bit of a challenge because when you swallow something, it moves really fast.
It doesn't hang around.
So yeah. You do have to think about how you can do that. And one approach is actually to put it on a tether. And other people have shown that if you put the pill on a string and don't allow it to go too quickly, that allows you to get better quality images.
But you could use the same approach, albeit perhaps with different filters or a different sort of interrogation of the tissue, for anywhere that you could stick an endoscope. So would this work, for instance, for lung cancer?
You could, yes. So you could look in the lung, you could look in the colon. It's very flexible. And in principle, we imagine that we would see similar sorts of contrast for very early cancers. And there are similar challenges in those diseases as well.
Cervical cancer as well. I mean, that's a big problem. We're trying to do a lot of screening for that. Could it work in the same way?
Yeah, very much so.
Sarah, thank you very much. It's incredibly exciting and I can really see the value of that straight away. Great to have you with us. That's Sarah Bondyke from the University of Cambridge.